ghosts. Maybe words as well pass through them like vapor falling through trees, as if they had become chromatic gray blanks washed out by earthly weight to come again. Or maybe they had a choice. Some said, yes, let me walk a breath away from their faces, all the earth crowded by billions of the no more, mere lookers on, hearts numb or ravaged or maybe cured of grief, but please, not beauty, and that they might still dream. How awful to be manacled to every real thing, cornered within one grave, a path, a wood, a room, a hill, lurching back and forth, shutting doors, shushing papers off desks, urging miasmatic cold upon the living in a hallway or sunroom, marking time like chained dogs who shuttle from point to point, furious at their loneliness, barking for someone to appear. One will go mad with too little. If death awakened me so confined, I would shave the middle of my head, paint my fingers red, ricochet off walls like streams of mercury, howl for release. Unless spinning about invisible as atoms pleased me, to be able to visit the curled fox in his den, to glide above cities and rise with their thermals, a wedge of scanning air bereft of pain, a fool no longer human, grieving to be human again.